Life is full of challenges. With an unpredictable economy and just as surprising life changes, you need to be prepared to weather any storm. Elder law and estate planning attorney Kevin Tharp and financial advisor Gary Anderson are available to help you with life's difficult decisions. This is Truth in Planning.
Volatile times, retirement, and the stock market. I'm Gary Anderson, financial advisor, Anderson Advisors.
And I'm Kevin Tharp, elder law and estate planning attorney.
Kevin, it's kind of an understatement to say that things are different now. And something I've always said on this show is things are always different. There's always something else happening that maybe we've never experienced before in our lifetimes. And sometimes things happening that we've never experienced before in the history of the whole world, for that matter. So when it comes to retirement, and when it comes to your retirement plan, your retirement income, these volatile times can have a big effect on what your retirement's going to look like. That's why, and this is something I continue to push on this show and continue to talk about, is the need for a comprehensive financial retirement plan. And the reason you need this plan is for that very reason. Things are more volatile than they used to be. Things are changing more than they used to be. One reason that things are so different now is that all the things that are happening in the whole world are right at our doorstep now because of all the communications that we have, social media, everything else. This world is linked a lot closer than it used to be. We know what's going on completely on the other side of the world, if it's any type of news event, within minutes of when it happens or while it's going on, for that matter. So, and that affects our markets more so. 100 years ago, and this is after actually World War I, 100 years ago, would we have even known about a war in Ukraine? Probably not. We might have heard about it. We might have had a little bit of news here and there. We might have an opinion about it. But a war in Ukraine or any other relatively obscure part of the world, you just wouldn't even know about it, or it would have been just something that was just in the background because it really wasn't affecting us a whole lot. Well, now a thing like the war in Ukraine, the things going on in Iran and Iraq, they affect us every day. And so we are permanently linked now with the rest of the world. The expression, it's a small world, we've really made this world small. And it does affect all of us a lot more than we ever thought it would in this country, in this part of the world. And things that go on domestically, it's the same thing. We know about things immediately. They affect us more immediately than they used to. So the need for a plan is in place. There are some things as far as a retirement, your retirement plan, your retirement funds go that we want to make sure we avoid. And I want to talk today about things that we need to avoid in our retirement plan, our retirement investment plan. Because those portfolios that you have in your 401k right now, potentially, or maybe you've retired, you have money now in an IRA, those funds are going to be important to you at some point in time. A lot of times now with some couples getting large amounts of Social Security, well, you tend to think, well, we can pretty much live off our Social Security because we're making $8,000 a month, $9,000 a month, $10,000 in Social Security. Some people are at that level now. That's a huge amount of income that you never thought you were going to be getting from Social Security. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago about we're not certain that you're going to be able to continue to get it over the years, although hopefully politically we'll make some changes to ensure Social Security and the amount you get for generations to come. But you've got all this Social Security, so you're thinking, well, my investments, this is just going to be play money, or this is going to be money I'm going to leave to my kids, grandkids, whomever. But there is a good chance if you live long enough, those funds are going to be important to most people. And the plan itself, the financial retirement plan that we put together for people, includes your Social Security, naturally. You have that as a part of your plan, but also your investments and how they will work for you to down the line somewhere. So it's important with your investments now to make sure that you aren't going or falling into some of the pitfalls that are very, very easy to fall into. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that.
We're talking to Gary Anderson, financial advisor, today on Truth and Planning. And I'm Kevin Tharp, elder law and estate planning attorney. And before we get back to talking about things, the pitfalls to watch out for in retirement planning, I want to go over, in case our listeners may have missed a portion of this show, or perhaps they would like to hear this show again or hear other shows in the past.
Well, I'm sure they'd like to hear it again.
Absolutely.
Right?
Over and over and over again. Reputation is the key, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
right.
With that in mind, we invite you to subscribe to our podcast. Just search for Truth and Planning on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcast, and you can listen to this show or any other shows we've done in the past or any previous programs. Gary, going back to pitfalls, I know that I was watching a movie the other day. I'm a big World War II fan, and there was a movie about World War II pilots, and it's called The Masters of the Air. And these people got separated, and this guy was out of town. He was on leave, and they went to do another raid, and so his buddy got shot down. And so he wakes up, and he's in Paris, and he wakes up, and he says, I want to get the newspaper and find out. Well, what he found out and what he learned in the newspaper actually happened 3 or 4 days later.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he found out. So now it's almost, well, in many events, we can be there live while it's happening.
Yeah.
I know when the first part of the war in Ukraine, there were a lot of times live cameras and live shots of what was going on right then and there at that time. So we can get this instant information, but sometimes it's hard to process all of this information and make decisions right there at the moment. And do we have to? And that's, I think, one of the pitfalls you're going to talk about is how to process all this information, especially when you're approaching retirement or actually in retirement.
Well, that's right, Kevin, because all this information you're getting now affects these retirement funds more than they used to. And we have to be ready for that. And sometimes you hear me say that, you know, things are always different. Things are always going to be different. The things we experience today might be something that nobody's ever experienced before. We had the COVID pandemic. Well, it'd been well over 100 years since we had a pandemic like that. We had that happen. Well, that was different for our generation, and the generation preceding us hadn't experienced anything like that. The last couple of generations, that was important. It did have an impact on your 401k because you saw the value of your 401k potentially drop by about 25% to 35% within just a few days' time in March of 2020, going into April of 2020. Thankfully, it recovered. Your accounts recovered. COVID didn't have the impact that we thought it was going to have financially on a lot of people, although it did have a huge impact on our government financially because of all the money that had to be created and printed to fund a lot of the pandemic-related programs. That's affecting us even now. That's why we have inflation the way we do and have had inflation the way we do. And don't discount the fact that inflation will be back again. And that's why I want to talk a little bit about one of the risks being too much market exposure. And the more exposure you have in the market, the more upside potential. You have to remember that, but also a downside potential. And so we do have alternatives when it comes to investing in the market. Now, I never say that you should not be invested in the stock market. Some people feel that way. I talk to people a lot of times who say, Gary, I don't care. I don't care how much I make. I just want to make sure the money is still there year after year. And I do not want any risk involved whatsoever. I don't want to see my account values fluctuate by 10, 15, 20% over a period of time. And so we want to talk a little bit more about that later, but this is something, market exposure is a big deal, and we want to make sure we address it the right way because we don't want you to be exposed too much that way when it comes to your retirement plan and the fact that you could be using your retirement funds sooner now rather than later.
Gary, how can our listeners reach out to you and have that conversation?
Kevin, they can reach us at Anderson Advisors, 888-371-2847. We'll be glad to have you come in for a conversation.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about It's Your Choice. You're listening to Truth and Planning. It's Your Choice. I'm Kevin Tharp, Elder Law and Estate Planning Attorney.
And I'm Gary Anderson, Financial Advisor, Anderson Advisors.
Every day, Gary, every day, we make choices. We can choose to sleep a little later, get up earlier. We can choose to have this for breakfast or that for breakfast. We can choose to have one cup of coffee or we can choose to have three cup of coffees. And sometimes I feel like most days I'm making the choice of, do I have my fourth cup of coffee? A lot of times. But we make a lot of choices every day throughout our life. And sometimes we just make those choices automatically because it's just a habit, for example. Habit becomes a habit not long after you make multiple choices. So let's talk about today some choices that you as a client, you as a individual can make when it comes to estate planning and elder law. And honestly, Gary, a lot of people think, well, I'll never make elder law choices. Most likely you will at some point in time in your life. Well, I don't make any estate planning choices. Why would I make estate planning choices? Every single one of us is going to make an estate planning choice because there's two things that we address or anybody addresses if they're an estate planning advisor, estate planning attorney. The first is what's going to happen to my assets when I die. And that's the universal question that applies to all of us. Every single one of us is going to die, and every single one of us is going to die owning assets. Some people have more than others, but every single one of us are going to die. So let's address some choices that we have to make in addressing that universal question, what's going to happen to my assets when I die? And here's the first choice. Okay, it's your choice, okay, which document you use. You've got to put those wishes. Everybody has wishes about what's going to happen to their assets when they die. Even if it's, well, I don't care, I'll just let my family fight over it. Well, that's your choice. Okay. So everybody has that choice. Everybody has wishes. You just need to put those wishes in a legal document. Now, Georgia law says you can choose to leave whoever you want, however you want, whether you're married or single, whether you have kids or you don't have kids. You're not obligated. You have to do this. You have to leave things to your spouse if you're married. Okay. I know many of my clients and many of our listeners may be in a blended family where they and their new current spouse have made choices about, I want my stuff to go to my kids, and he or she, your spouse, wants things to go to their kids. So, you know, a lot of times there's no wish for, I want to leave things to my spouse. But whatever your wish is, it is important. This law called the Law of Free Wishes in Georgia says you can leave stuff to whoever you want. You need to put it in a legal document. And so there's our first estate planning choice. Do you choose a will or do you choose a trust? And that's an important choice because that choice will determine whether your estate plan can be complete or is complete without any additional steps having been taken beyond the document. For example, if you choose a will, which is a very popular universal choice, most people choose a will. The problem with a will is you can't title things in the name of a will. So if you choose a will, just be prepared. Just keep this in mind. It's not complete, and therefore extra steps will have to be taken when you die by your family or by you if it's a loved one. Okay. Probate is necessary because a will is not a complete estate plan. So if you choose that document called a will, just keep in mind, things aren't complete. There's extra steps that will have to be taken. If you choose a trust, then the next choice naturally falls into place. You can choose, it's your choice on how you want to title your assets.
You're listening to Truth in Planning. I'm Gary Anderson, financial advisor, and my co-host, Kevin Tharp, estate planning and elder law attorney, is talking about choices. And Kevin, yes, I think you're right. You choose to do a will. You choose to do a trust. You choose to do nothing. You choose to do either one. But I think a lot of times, or most of the time, going back to something you had said earlier in my segment, is maybe you don't know that you have a choice. A lot of people have no idea there's a choice out there between having a will and doing something else.
Right. Having a trust, for example. Because a lot of times people hear things about, I don't need a trust. I don't have a lot of assets. I don't need a trust because probate's no big deal. I had a client the other day that came into my office and said an attorney here in the North Georgia area told her, you don't need a trust, just use a will. That will help you avoid probate. That is absolutely 100% the opposite of reality. That's the opposite of the law. You have to go through probate to carry out your wishes in your will because of the choices you made when it comes to not only what document you choose, but the next choice you have to make in estate planning is you can choose how you want to title your assets. So let's say I choose a will, Gary, and then I put in that will that I want everything to go to my wife. And then I choose how to title my assets by owning my house joint with my wife, joint with right of survivorship. I own my bank account joint with my wife, and she's the beneficiary of everything else that I own, my retirement account, my life insurance, et cetera. And I die, okay? Because of the way I chose to title things negates the need for the legal document that I paid money for. Okay? Because when document, like a will, and title are not coordinated together, how things are titled will control everything. Okay? So if you're going to spend money on a will, okay, just keep in mind that you may not end up needing it. Because of how things are titled. If an attorney is telling you you don't need a trust, you just need a will, then ask the attorney, so how does the beneficiary on my life insurance or retirement account going to impact that will? Am I going to need that will on that joint bank account or my home that's titled joint with right of survivorship? Gary, the answer to that question will tell you your choice. And we're going to talk about the consequences of that choice in the next segment. It's your choice on how you want to title assets. You can title them joint. You can title them add your kids' names to them. Okay. A lot of times people do that on their bank accounts to have access, give their kids access. You can choose who your beneficiaries are. In so many financial accounts now, Gary, I would probably say 99% of the type of assets that most of us own allow us to name a beneficiary. So you have a choice. Mm-hmm. Who do you want your beneficiary to be? Okay. Do you want it to be your spouse? Do you want it to be your kids? Do you want it to be your grandkids? Do you want it to be a trust? Can it be a trust? What are the consequences of that? And like I said, we're going to talk about the consequences of our choices in the next segment. So it's your choice on what kind of document you use, will or trust. It's your choice as to what type of trust you choose. If you choose a trust, you can choose irrevocable. You can choose revocable. Okay. Which one you choose is going to have a consequence. It's your choice as to whether you want to keep ownership of your assets or give up ownership of your assets. And I can tell you that if you choose an irrevocable trust while you're living as the type of trust, you're going to give up ownership. And there are consequences for making that choice. Okay. You can choose whether or not whose advice you want to follow. I have people tell me this all the time. Well, Kevin, you recommended a trust, but my financial advisor says I don't need that.
Uh-oh.
My person at the bank says I don't need that. Okay. I should just do this. And that alternative choice involves titling, okay? And again, you can choose how you want to title things. You can choose whose advice you want to follow. But in every choice we have, there are consequences for that choice. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about those consequences.
Kevin, if I wanted to come talk to you about choices, how do I get in touch with you?
KevinTharp.com is my website, and that's the best way to reach me.
Next up on Truth in Planning, how much can you afford to lose? Some of the pitfalls when it comes to your retirement savings. I'm Gary Anderson, financial advisor, Anderson Advisors.
And I'm Kevin Tharp, elder law and estate planning attorney. And Gary, there is in retirement, just like there is really, honestly, anything else that we deal with in life, there are a lot of things to watch out for and be careful for. And a lot of these pitfalls you talked about in the previous segment, but a lot of it have to do with our choices that we make today can help us avoid some of those pitfalls in the future.
Well, that's right, Kevin. And everybody understands that any decision you make today in any particular area of your life can have resounding impacts way down the line. And especially when it comes to your retirement savings, especially if you're in retirement or getting close to retirement now, there are some things you want to avoid when it comes to those savings, because those savings, like I was saying earlier, are very important to your lifestyle when you retire, or could be very important to your life in general, because you need this income from your investments to be able to support yourself over the years. And one question I always ask, how much can you afford to lose? If somebody goes to Vegas, if they go to Cherokee to a casino or something like that, a lot of times they have parameters. They've established parameters. They like to go to the casino just because they enjoy going to the casino. It's recreation for them. I've talked to people all the time that do this. Going to Murphy, going to Cherokee, things like that. That's awesome. As long as you're in control of what's going on with your money. So sometimes these people establish parameters. They say, okay, I can only afford to lose this much. I'm going to gamble with it until it's gone or I've made money. One or the other, this is what I want to do. Well, that's the same when it comes to investing. Investing in the market is more risky than some other types of investments. We have to be prepared for the amount of investments we have at risk. There's nothing at all wrong with investing in the market. And I'm saying that in general terms, but there's nothing wrong because that gives you a good growth potential over time. Well, now let's say you're approaching your retirement years and you don't have the amount of time that you had back when you first started working to make money off of this, for this to accumulate. How do you have it positioned now? How are your portfolios? How are they behaving when the markets do things like they did in March of 2020? Think about this. If the value of your investments went down in March of 2020 by 25% or 30%, like a lot of people's did, can you afford that now? Can you afford that now that you're thinking about retirement or in retirement? Probably not, unless you never, ever, ever have any plans to use that money. But most people can't say that because you don't know how long you're going to live. You don't know about all the factors that affect us as far as inflation and things like that go. So you can't make that prediction now, because you could live to be 90 years old or more. Most people are real concerned about outliving their money. So never assume that the amount of money you have now or amount of money you have in your IRA, your 401k, is something you'll never use, because most likely you will. The death of a spouse has a lot to do with that. That is a pay cut when one spouse dies, because one Social Security is going to go away. What we see now, both spouses a lot of times are making the same amount of Social Security, for even $5,000 a month now. Well, if both spouses are making in that range, that's a huge pay cut upon the death of one spouse. You're going to have to dip in to your retirement funds to create income to replace that, most likely. So risk is important. Again, nothing wrong with being invested in the market, but it's how you're invested. Have you changed since March of 2020? Have you changed your investments? Have you changed your investments since October of 2008? When we had the big market crash? If you haven't, that deserves a look. We want to make sure, And when it comes to a financial plan for retirement, we want to make sure we're taking into consideration all these risk factors. We have a lot more choices today for investing than we did. There's financial instruments out there that are working pretty well for people. And what we want is a diversified portfolio. We want to continue to have you invested in the market if you can stand that risk whatsoever. But also look at some of these other types of investments like CDs, like fixed annuities, fixed index annuities, things that will give you income. We can't leave that off the table. So when somebody says annuities are bad, don't really take that to heart. That's because they're probably trying to put you into something else. We have to consider things like that for some people because that's the most logical alternative. Even though for some people it's not, but it depends on the person. It depends on the plan that we put together for you to make sure that you can get to the end of your retirement, you and your spouse, and still have money there to take care of yourself.
We're talking with Gary Anderson, financial advisor today on Truth and Planning, and we're discussing the question, how much can you afford to lose? And Gary, I would think another question or part of that is the timing when you make some of these choices as to how much. You might be able to afford to lose a little bit more in your 30s, 40s, or 50s. But if you're in your 70s or even 80s, you may not be able to afford to lose much, if any.
Well, that's an excellent statement, Kevin. That's an excellent presumption. A lot of times people never change the way they're invested from when they were in their 30s and 40s, and now they're in their 80s. And 401ks are the best example of that. Yes, if you're 35, 40 years old, don't be too conservative with that. And again, this is generally speaking, some people have reasons to be conservative. That's why we have conversations. That's why you should be having a conversation with an advisor who can help you in these areas to make the right decisions there. More information equals better decisions. And so let's make sure that you are in the right position investment-wise, that the money's going to be there, but you still have a good opportunity for growth. But let's just not be too aggressive when we're already retired or approaching retirement. That's where we come into play as far as your advisor goes, is to make sure that the investments fit your overall plan. What plan? That's a good question. If you don't have an overall financial retirement plan, it's time you had one. And if you're listening to this show right now, I told somebody this the other day, if you're listening to our show, this affects you. This affects everybody that's listening to the show to some degree or another. And so everybody is exposed to this. We want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to plan in a way that's going to be constructive for your retirement years and years and years from now, because there's a good chance somebody, one spouse or the other, is going to live into their 90s. We need to be prepared. And that brings up another thing, Kevin. As far as the 401k goes, yes, if you have a 401k and you're 35 years old, you're listening to this, yes, it does affect you. One thing that I just in general recommend, that you are pretty aggressive with that. Those are good choices you have in there, and you can be a little more aggressive, but knowing it's going to fluctuate, but don't look at that 401k every day, because it will make you more nervous than you need to be if you're that age. If you're older and you're still invested that way, it's a different story. That brings up another question that we have, too, as far as things that people don't take into consideration with their retirement and their retirement investments is risk tolerance levels. If I'm 80 years old right now, if I'm 85 years old, and somebody comes along and says, hey, Gary, my advisor last year, my friend's advisor made 25% for him. They said he had a 25% increase in the value of their retirement accounts last year. And of course, there's probably a good chance that whomever told you that is probably exaggerating a little bit. But even if they did, where are they? You don't know what kind of investments they have. You don't know how much money they have. This has to address you. In general, you do not want to be that aggressive, because if somebody made 25% in the value of their accounts last year in the market, there's a good chance that they could see a 25% downside again. Can you stand that? Can you stand that amount of risk? And the answer probably is no, you can't. make a good rate of return, but make a good rate of return according to where you are right now in your retirement picture. If you're 35 or 40, more aggressive, have a better upside. But if you're 80 years old, 75, 70s, even your 50s, if you're approaching retirement, let's start backing off on that level of risk that you have.
Gary, I know our listeners would like to know more about how much than they can afford to lose and look at that timing issue. So how can our listeners have that conversation with you?
Kevin, they can call us at Anderson Advisors, 888-371-2847.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about the consequences of our choices. You're listening to Truth in Planning. The consequences of our choices. I'm Kevin Tharp, elder law and estate planning attorney.
And I'm Gary Anderson, financial advisor, Anderson Advisors. And Kevin, you're giving us some good information today about your choices. I think a lot of people don't even know what all of their choices are. This is what we do. We want to make sure that you understand what your choices are on this show. Give you a good idea from that.
Gary, I remember growing up, and I was a little older, of course, because when you're younger, we don't really fully appreciate or understand the consequences of our choices. We choose to ignore the advice of our parents and touch a hot stove. We're not really sure we're going to appreciate the consequences of that. But as we get enough, a little older, we can understand the consequences of our choices. I remember so many times my dad would tell me, my parents would tell me, my grandmother would tell me, well, you can choose to do whatever you want, but there are consequences for your choices, son. And they are. There really are. Whatever choice it is we make, okay, there are consequences for our choices. And in the previous segment, we talked about it's your choice. We talked about the various choices we can make in the area of estate planning and elder law. Like, you can, it's your choice as to what document you want to choose. It's your choice on how you want to title assets. It's your choice as to whether you want to give up ownership or keep ownership. It's your choice as to whose advice you want to follow. But regardless of the choice we make, there are consequences for making that choice. So let's talk about some of the consequences of some of these choices that we talked about in the previous segment. Let's start with the last one. You can choose whose advice you want to follow. And today, there are so many choices that we have out there because there's so many much information from the internet to our financial advisor, to our CPA, to our kids, to our neighbors, to our parents, to our friends, to our doctor, okay, to our plumber, okay, to the person at the bank. Okay. Recently, Gary, a client of ours, and you know them as a couple. They're a young couple. But I had set up a trust for them. And I set up a trust for them for various reasons, mainly for asset protection when something happens to one or both of them. And I recommended to go to the bank and retitle their bank accounts, either by putting their checking account in the trust now or making the trust the beneficiary of their other accounts. So they go to this bank, well-known bank in the region, and they sit down with the person at the bank, and the person at the bank, they said, I want to put my checking account in the name of my trust, and I want to make my trust the beneficiary of all of my other accounts. And this person at the bank, because this is what the client reported back to me, this person at the bank shook her head and said, I wish you wouldn't have done this. You didn't need to do this. You wasted your money. You spent a lot of money on this trust thing, and you don't need it. You can just name your kids as beneficiaries, or you could just name your parents or whoever it was on this. This is a joint account, your checking account. It's going to automatically go to your spouse when something happens. You don't need this. Now, if they had chose to follow the advice of that banker, here's the consequence. If that person, if wife died and left everything to her husband, okay, through that joint bank account, or just named her husband as the beneficiary, what would happen if that husband, spouse survived her, but had huge medical expenses because of a medical illness that they have? Maybe they've been battling with cancer or battling with some other illness, and the surviving spouse is very ill and facing these huge medical expenses. What happens if you're a married couple and you pass away and your spouse survives you, but the surviving spouse is in a nursing home like my parents? Okay. Would following the advice of that person at the bank and just titling it joint or just naming your spouse as a beneficiary, would it protect them? Would they be protected? Because there's legal consequences. And the answer is no. If you followed the advice of that person at the bank, there would be consequences. Okay. I get this all the time. People tell me, oh, my financial advisor says I don't need a trust. Just name my spouse and kids as the beneficiary. So let's talk about that consequence in just a second.
You're listening to Truth in Planning. I'm Gary Anderson, financial advisor, and my co-host Kevin Tharp today is talking about choices and the consequences of the choices we make. And Kevin, one choice that we all have is the choice to listen to this show again or listen to previous shows that maybe you haven't listened to before.
And I understand three people recently made that choice, so we're up to four listeners now.
And one of them was my wife, and I had to give her incentive to do that. So, I mean, you know, those things kind of happen. But still, you do have a choice. And you can go to wherever you like to listen to podcasts, be it iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts, and you can listen to the shows. If you miss part of this, listen to it. But you do have some choices there, and it gives you the name of all the shows that we've done, and there's some good information there for you.
And Gary, we're talking about choices we make and consequences. One of them is who you're listening to. Whose advice do you want to follow? So I told this client, you can choose to follow the bank and here are the consequences. But even more importantly, if those consequences are carried out, is your financial advisor or your person at the bank that's telling you to do that, or your son or daughter or whoever's giving you advice, like you don't need a trust, are they going to be accountable for that advice? And I know the answer, and that's no. The consequence is there are going to be consequences for making that choice. Are they going to be accountable for those consequences for the advice they give? And they're not. If they're not a lawyer, they're not accountable for the legal consequences. So there's a lot of advisors out there, financial advisors out there. I just recently did my own little research, and I just went out and did some research, and I found that I went on the internet, 20 financial advisor firms in this area of North Georgia, including Atlanta. I just picked 20. Every single one of them said they're estate planners. Okay. Now, I don't know what their estate planning consists of. Oh, we can review documents. But what can you do if you review those documents? So if you're a financial advisor and you review a legal document like a will or a trust and you say, well, I don't think that should be in there, what are the consequences if that person chooses to follow advice and take that language out or add language you think should be in there? What are the consequences if that doesn't work out? Okay. So there are consequences for giving estate planning advice. There are consequences for the choice of who you choose to follow. Here's another consequence of a choice. You can choose whether or not you want to keep ownership of your assets or give up ownership. You can choose to follow the advice of put your home, for example, in your kids' names. You can choose to follow the advice of an elder law attorney that says you've got to put your home in an irrevocable trust. But they have to tell you the consequences of that choice. So if I choose an irrevocable trust over a revocable trust, if I choose to put my home in an irrevocable trust, rather than a revocable trust, then here's the consequence. I give up ownership. And there are consequences for giving up ownership. Tax penalties, Medicaid look-back penalties. I may actually be unprotecting the very thing that I want protected, my home. So the consequences of following that advice, choosing an irrevocable trust, may be, well, I think I'm going to get protection, but I'm giving up ownership. So it's your choice, but there are consequences for that choice.
Kevin, why don't you give people your information? I'm sure a lot of people out there want to come talk to you about these choices that they have.
Gary, the best way to reach me is through my website, kevintharp.com.
Investment advisory services are offered through Anderson Advisors, a registered investment advisory firm. Anderson Advisors is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance and investment products. Investments involves risk, including the potential for loss of principal. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Any reference to protection, safety, and lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the strength and paying capabilities of the insurance carrier. This show is intended for informational and educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. You should consult with a financial advisor to help determine the best options for your particular circumstances. No statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not endorsed by the United States government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions construed herein presented by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable. Completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Gary Anderson nor Anderson Advisors is affiliated with attorney J. Kevin Tharp or any guests on this show.